The step forward to build the new power plant at Edwardsport is very important to the economic and energy future of the state. This is the first new baseload plant in 20 years. It'll be the first in America at full-scale clean coal plant of its kind. And it closes about a quarter of the gap that the Purdue forecasters have been projecting in terms of electricity produced in the state relative to our need. Growth in the state's economy, I'm advised, is going to push those forecasts up a little further, and so it's especially important that we do get on with this. But the Edwardsport plant is going to create a lot of jobs, but also a lot of electricity that the businesses and consumers of this state are going to need in the years ahead. And so I'm very pleased to see this forward progress.
The Speaker yesterday expressed pessimism about the possibility of getting a sales tax increase through the legislature. Is that disappointing to you, and is there a backup plan?
I think the Speaker expressed realism. And I'm not the least bit pessimistic, and I don't think he is either. It won't be easy to do this, but what I think his comments meant were we're going to need bipartisan support. And of course we are, and I plan to, and I think we'll deliver a lot of support on the Republican side, and I know that he'll have plenty on his side too. So I think he's being realistic as a veteran who's been through these things before. But I didn't take away a message of pessimism.
His plan to have 4 upstate hearings, does that help or hurt the plan?
I think it'd be great. I expect taxpayers will show up and express support for it. Let me just point out that the plan that we've offered is major tax relief and reduction in the state. Our plan delivers about $1.19 of reduction for the dollar of sales tax increase. We're, in essence, sharing some of the hard-earned surplus of the state back to taxpayers. So $1.19 of tax reduction for a dollar of sales tax, I think, will be seen as fair. And by the way, that doesn't even include the second year effects of a lower cap, which would extend the relief even further.
Do you expect that you'll have to be out a lot selling the plan or using any kind of media to sell the plan, or do you think that the taxpayer angst will sort of take care of that for you?
I have been out. I've been all over the state, and I was in South Bend and Fort Wayne already this week. I plan to be out a lot, as I generally am anyway, and this is the subject I'll be spending most of my time on. I'll be explaining the plan, make certain that folks understand it, understand things like the fact that it's a genuine reduction in overall taxes. So, I think that's part of my responsibility, but it's one I look forward to.
We've been talking about the third cut for a while now. Are you guys any closer to getting some more specific county-by-county numbers on what people might expect from your plan?
I'll refer you to Ryan. I don't know where we are exactly. I think we know pretty well. We certainly know how much, and it's always within a few percent of a third, how much of the local property tax burden or levy would be lifted off permanently. And that gives you a pretty good clue.
The Senate version of the caps, instead of 1, 2, 3, is one we don't know. Mm-hmm. Does that meet your standard for permanent lasting relief?
My most urgent concern is homeowners, and it meets that completely. I still think it would be a good idea to make permanent the some protection for each class of property, and the Senate hasn't disagreed with that. They simply haven't decided how to approach it yet.
In the legislation presented in the Senate, there's no referendum listed in any of those. Is that a concern to you, or how do you interpret that? I'm leaving that portion of your plan out.
They haven't decided how to approach it yet, but I know it's going to be fully aired and debated, and I'm very much for it. And I think this is an important part of the plan. I think we should trust the people. And I think this would be, by the way, a more straightforward way for the case to be made and decision to be made on major capital spending at the local level and the borrowing that goes with it. It's been a borrowing for local projects has been the major driver of higher property taxes, and we need a little more scrutiny.
Senate added a couple of things that you didn't have, the limits on TIF and the exemption for churches. Either of those give you pause, or those good additions?
No, I think they're good additions. Certainly, it'll be good to explore these issues, and I'm very open to that.
Did you meet with legislators yesterday?
Well, chance encounters and several phone calls, but I left them alone to do their work and on organization day, and I would say they're very well organized. I mean that sincerely. You know, they not only came and took care of housekeeping, but jumped right into the major job of this session, which is real, lasting property tax reduction. I think the members and their leaders on both sides should be commended.
Will you address the Ways and Means Committee at any of their hearings about
this? I haven't ever done that, and I'm not sure whether it's a precedent to set or not, but I'll think about it. This is certainly a matter of such urgency and priority to me that I wouldn't rule it out.
When will you sign 1010 or have
you? This morning, I gather. Yeah, it's lacking one signature. I'm sorry, is 1010 the, yeah, that's the ratification. Yeah, no, I do, but I'm glad you brought it up. I did appreciate the legislature ratifying a variety of actions I took to give extensions and flexibility to homeowners and also to localities. And I think it's good to have that clarified in statute. And I'm going to sign it the minute it gets here.
Have you written to the state speech yet?
No, thinking about it. The occurring is still occurring. Once it occurs to me, then it doesn't take too long. I used Thanksgiving holiday last year, as I recall, and I'm going to at least make a start this year.
Do you expect it to focus predominantly on property taxes?
I do.
There's been division among environmental groups on whether this would be good or bad for the environment. Obviously, you follow the good group. Why did the nature of the emissions there fall on the good side of the ledger?
Well, the clean coal technology, the gasification technology, almost eliminates the kind of air pollution that we've always been so concerned about. You know, Hoosiers spend $1 billion a year right now to buy coal from other states. That's $1 billion that could be and ought to be in the pockets of Hoosier miners and those who truck and burn and otherwise would use the coal. And this new clean coal technology is very environmentally friendly and could use our coal. So it's a very important step, not only to provide the electricity, which right now we don't have, we've got a shortfall, a gap in prospect, not only to close part of that gap, but also to keep a lot more of our dollars here in our own economy. Not much, which will be a very big departure from the first 3 years I know. There will be a few items. I'm certainly looking at a package in the area of child support, where we're doing much better, but we need some tools to do better yet. But I think it being the short session and having a very large, complicated agenda item, I'm sensitive to not making the work of the legislature any more difficult by asking for too many other measures.
Would that include the lottery?
I don't plan to offer that. I think the agenda will be too crowded, and we'll hold that.
The Kinley Commission, in talking about their leeriness about the sales tax, they kept mentioning not wanting to be higher than the Board of Counties, and they talked about maybe 0.5%, perhaps making up the other revenue through sales tax exemptions or broadening the base. What do you think about those options?
We ought to look at every option, but If ultimately we do go to 1 cent, I don't think it'll affect us at all. If you look at the border counties in Illinois, these other states have local sales taxes on top of their state sales taxes, and every Illinois border county, as far as I know, uses that. So I don't believe it'll put us at any disadvantage. And meanwhile, please note, we'll have by far the lowest property taxes anywhere around, a major competitive advantage.
Are you still getting lots of emails, et cetera, from people about property taxes? Has it waned at all?
Jane can check for you, but yes, I think it has dropped off dramatically. I mean, we're still hearing from folks, and a lot of positive comments about the plan and lots of questions too. I look at as many as I can, but yeah, the volume's down, but Jane can get you more exact numbers.
Have you looked at your plan to see how it affects you personally?
No, I didn't look.
Other than the state, what's it going to be the plan?
Family. Probably not going to do too much. No. We'll be here. Life's gotten a little more complicated now. Two of the four girls are married, and so there'll be a little coming and going, and I'm not sure there'll be a time when we've got everybody under roof at one time, which is a matter of regret, but that's part of family life. But our home, as it always has been, will be the principal venue, and Sherry, the master chef. We all get assignments, but she's in charge.
Turkey or do something wacky like you?
Now, we're turkey family, but I'm not frying this year. I've been told the bird's too big for that, and so I'm off the hook there. I know dishwashing will be on my list, but other than that, I haven't been given my instructions yet.
Are you in the new home or still?
No, we're where we've been.
Do you think churches are at any real risk of being taxed? Do we need to write that into the Constitution?
I hope they're not. It would have been unthinkable at most times in our history, but I occasionally read where somebody's suggesting it, so further protection might be a good idea, and I'd be for it if the legislature wants to move that direction.
Do you have any thoughts on the Senate, including a reference to Jesus in their opening prayer
yesterday? No thoughts. I can't wait for this.
You may have read about or heard about the fact that there was a girl who was going to be released from prison because she got a GED and a high school diploma both and got credit. One of the local legislators wants to write a law that says that that can't happen. Do you think a law in this case is a good idea? Do you think the DOC can handle it?
Well, I became aware of it on my most recent trip down there. I know that this, as explained to me, this was a mistake. The current rules would not permit an early release, and when the mistake was caught, it was quickly corrected. If a law would make it even less likely that the mistake recurs, I wouldn't be against that. My understanding is that the rules as they stand are clear on this, but sometimes it's helpful to, much like Patrick's question, sometimes it's helpful to fortify or make more clear a good rule.
Governor, you have said that your administration's interpretation of the 2006 major moves law is that Interstate 69 can be built for Perry Township so long as it is not a toll road. I spoke again yesterday with the Perry Township legislators, and they are insistent that that was not their legislative intent in putting in that language. The major moves law prohibits I-69 going through Perry Township, and they also predict that property owners there in that township will seek a declaratory judgment if NDOT were to build the interstate there. How do you see that difference of opinion being resolved?
We'll work it out. It's years away.
Can you?
It's years away, and we'll work it out.
Nothing
beyond it. No. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.